which is about two-thirds of the way up the state, north up the state.
Yeah, when the state's starting to get thin at the top.
Yeah, it's right up there. And we're at Rogers Campground, right across from a chunk of the White Mountains, with just one of the most spectacular... I never get tired of talking about these views or looking at them. The vistas here are just almost unspeakable. They're fantastic.
It's hard to overstate this vista.
The only thing that gets in the way are some power lines, and really it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, your mind doesn't even pay attention.
It's incredible. So we're here at this beautiful place with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals, people who get it about freedom. They understand what it means to be free, and they are willing to work together in order to achieve that, to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active in their lives for liberty and help spread the ideas of freedom and make it happen in our lifetime. It's such an incredible concept that has really come together over the last several years, and it just keeps getting bigger and more exciting. There's so much going on. I want to get to our guest here, but you've got a little bit of time, right? Mama Allie, you're welcome to sit on that mic and say hello and join us here as we talk to one of our callers who's jumped in here already. Say good evening. Mama Allie is with us from Savannah Last Biscuit. You really got to close in on that mic. Thank you very much. So we're going to talk to you more about what Savannah Last Biscuit is and why you're here in New Hampshire and where everything's going with you. But we also have to take phone calls because we want to hear from our listeners at 800-259-9231. But I just want to recount something here, having just come fresh from the opening ceremonies, because even though we've been here for 24 hours now,
and many people have been here for days.
Yeah, we did a show last night. The actual Porcupine Freedom Festival officially has just now begun.
That's correct.
So Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Aid Radio just a few moments ago, and maybe still right now, is giving an opening.
Just finished.
Oh, he just finished up? Okay, he's giving an opening address, and of course he's an incredible speaker, very funny. I mean, for a philosopher, the guy is funny.
Yeah.
He's got good timing, and he's good. Quick on his feet.
He's working a full house down there, too.
We're going to see if he can come up here and talk to us a little bit later on. But when you say full house, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. There are at least a couple hundred people down in this pavilion area here at Rogers Campground that are attending the opening ceremonies. And it feels to me like it's bigger.
This isn't a speech-giving event. A couple hundred people is, it's a minor fraction of the people that are milling about and having a good time camping and, playing with their kids and doing all kinds of things.
Right. So there's a whole bunch of people down there and a lot of women. I was kind of looking around the crowd. I just to look at the front row, it was half women, half men. So I don't know if it's 50-50 across the hundreds of registrants, but maybe we'll be able to find out from some of the organizers. Because some of the things we've noticed over the years here coming to the Pork Fest, this is what, our fourth one? I think this is our fourth Pork Fest.
Sounds right.
Over the years coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that the ratio of men to women is getting closer. It used to be pretty heavy men and not so many women.
There's
and
always room for more beautiful
there
women.
There are always room for more women, period. But yeah, the beautiful is even better. And Stefan, actually it was Carla, the organizer of Porkfest, asked a question, which is asked every single year, is how many people are here for the first time? How many people are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time? And the results we have here in our room of people watching the show right now are approximately what I saw with hundreds of people down there. It looked to me like about 50% of the people that were there raised their hands to say they were here for the very first time. And I just found that to be awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
Were you standing there for that, Mark? You arrived late.
I missed that. It would be awe-inspiring.
Because I looked up and I was stunned at how many people. Because I look around and I see so many familiar faces, but all the faces I don't know, I don't think about so much.
Yeah.
And that was when it really just washed over me. What is happening here? The growth is, it's tremendous.
My tired bones can attest to that.
Your tired bones.
Yeah,
Let's talk. We're going to talk to you about what you're doing here, Savannah Last Biscuit, in just a moment. Let's go first, though, to Ryan, who's on the line in Texas. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and Mama Allie.
Hey, guys, and Mama Allie, how you doing today? You enjoying your Porkfest?
It's incredible up here, Ryan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first I just wanted to say thanks to Mama Allie. I wish I lived where you live so I could eat your food, and I wish somebody was doing what you do over here in Dallas so I could eat their food, but not that I
Facebook
know of.
Facebook me. You can do it too, baby.
I just wanted to say...
We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about duplicating what Mama Allie is doing in Savannah here in a little bit.
Well, you've had a lot of Ryans calling from around the country lately, and I just had to call in and as the king of Ryans say that those Ryans are not representative of, you know, me, the king of Ryans. They're no longer, you know, classified as Ryans. But anyway, I wanted to call about a situation I had when I was trying to talk to some people about Fiji. You know, I was having a conversation with some people, you know, just playing with them over the internet, and you know, I was telling them about, you know, their juror, you know, stuff. The topic had come up, and after I gave them all the information about, you know, what they could do and what their rights were and how the state was lying to them, one of the guys said that he used to be a public defender, and that everything I was saying was just absolutely not true. Like
about fully informed jury information, about informing people
about
their rights.
Right, about how jurors are allowed to make their decisions based on their feelings on the law rather than just on whether or not the law was broken. And it was, and what am I supposed to say to that? You know, it's like, you know, I try to talk about the things and mention, you know, Vijay, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a website that says, you know, anything you want on the internet. So it's, you know, completely...
Can't fix stupid, baby.
Yeah, right. You can look up the history of, you know, juries nullifying the law and, you know, be able to combat that. Obviously, in this instance, this guy is gone. There's a good chance... I mean, they do... Lawyers do know this history, and it seems unlikely to me that this guy, in fact, was a public defender. I mean... Used to be a public offender?
I don't know if that's true. I think that a number of lawyers know, but would you really think that the law schools, I mean, if the judges and the higher echelons,
sure.
Let me ask the question. If the judges and the higher echelons in the legal profession have wiped all mention out from the courtrooms about this, it's not unreasonable to believe that there are certain law schools that don't touch on it either. I mean, why would they want to put those ideas into the attorneys' heads?
Prohibition was basically wiped out through jury nullification. And that's the 30s.
That's a long time ago.
Indeed, but they have to teach this kind of history. I find it very difficult to believe.
Who's they?
And, hold on. Why was this guy no longer a lawyer? I mean, how many people
have you
heard of that have left being a lawyer?
He's still a lawyer. He's just not a public defender anymore. Now he does, like, mutual divorces where he represents both the husband and the wife. But, no, he said he got bitter from doing the public defender thing because... You know, he went into it to try to be, you know, idealistic and to help people, but it got to the point where every single person he was, you know, representing and trying to help, it's like he basically said every single one of them did it. Like, they were all guilty. And just after a while, he became bitter and jaded.
That guilty these days.
Sorry?
Mom Allie says, how can you not be guilty these days? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And I even tried to go into the subject of, well, you know, it's not a crime unless somebody's hurt. And, you know, I mentioned marijuana, and he said that this was in California. He said they basically don't prosecute anybody for marijuana. Like, if it's a drug, it's going to be something hard, like crack or something like that. So, I mean, I couldn't really say anything. And I do understand where he's coming from. Like, what you guys see with the police and with the courts, you know, you're not hurting people. You're not doing all the seedy underbelly stuff. You're more activist. But what they see, day in and day out, aren't people like you. They are seeing the dirt of society.
Absolutely,
you know,
the worst of the worst, and it's true. And a lot of police have kind of a skewed perspective because of that, and it becomes us versus them mentality. And when they see the scum, then they treat more people like they're scum without thinking and without judging them individually. Ryan, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts. 800-259-9231. We've got Mama Allie with us from Savannah Last Biscuit. We're going to talk about what that is, why she's all the way up here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and how you can duplicate the Savannah Last Biscuit in your area. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire's Rogers Campground. Amazing views, better than amazing people, just some of the best people you'll ever be around. Hundreds of them all in the same place. More coming tomorrow and the next day. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And the event keeps getting bigger over time. As time goes on, more people come here, and that means more people start offering services and products. We have an incredible opportunity this time around with the what they're calling the Agora Alley, where there are all kinds of vendors selling everything from food to wares to services.
These aren't the kind of vendors that sell big soft pretzels or elephant ears, although they do have funnel cakes here. But it's not the kind of people that do it for a living, or have the trailer right. with the, you know, the trailer with a clown on.
Yeah, you don't see the carny ride kind of looking.
There's not all one people. Roach coach on Agora Alley anywhere.
Right. These are all people that believe in the ideas of liberty, and they're putting them into practice by, you know, offering goods and services that. They haven't asked the government permission to do.
Yes, and one of those providers is Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. We're going to talk to her in detail in a moment.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com.
Now, Mama Allie, you're back on Free Talk Live, and thank you for being here and taking time out, because you are a busy lady, especially this weekend here. I mean, normally you're very busy. You come from Savannah, Georgia, where we are on the air, from what I understand. There's some brave soul who has put on a community/pirate radio transmitter in the area, so hopefully the folks in Savannah are hearing this, and they're hearing your wonderful voice on our airwaves, because you are someone who provides an amazing service to the Savannah community. You provide, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People can pick up their phone, call your Savannah Last Biscuit, and order food and have it delivered to them.
For free. We deliver for free.
Yes, well, you got to tip the driver, but otherwise there's no delivery charge is what you're saying.
If you don't have it this week, we don't worry
get
about it.
Get real close on that. Like,
if you
almost
don't have it this week, then we don't worry about it.
It is, and you're always coming up with specials, because I subscribe to your Facebook updates, and anybody can go to, what is it on Facebook? Is it Savannah Last Biscuit?
It's Savannah Last Biscuit. Last Biscuit's one word.
Okay, mm-hmm. Savannah Last Biscuit on Facebook. You can go and just get an idea of what Mama Allie is doing, and the specials, and the food.
The food's certainly great, but it's sort of the business concept behind it. I had the food this morning, and I had... Tell me about the grits. What are they called? The Supreme Grits?
The Loaded Grits.
Loaded Grits. I haven't had grits in a few years, and it was delicious and wonderful, and that biscuit is gigantic. But it's the idea that you came up with. You know, I'm gonna make food in my home like I'd make food for guests in my house, and I'm going to deliver it to people. And they're not going to have to pay the overhead of, my rent in some commercial place where I can't live or anything like that. Plus, you don't have the taxation, the licensing fees, and all that overhead. So you can pass on those savings to your customers.
Absolutely. That's exactly the point. That's how we keep $7 plates.
Well, and did you say heap? Because I've seen the portions. It's incredible. And I haven't actually had the chance to drop by yet, because there's so much food competition out here.
You haven't even got that far back.
I just last night, when I was going to brush my teeth before I went to bed, that's when the first time was I actually walked by your campsite. So I will be coming by this weekend.
I don't miss biscuits and gravy generally, so it was the first thing I did.
But what kind of portion did you get, Mark? I mean,
gigantic. Now you cannot believe I ate the whole thing.
All right, you're just trying to make yourself look good. You're giving us extra portions because it's Pork Fest, right? You don't normally get big portions down in Savannah.
I had my hat on. They didn't know.
I'm not talking to you.
Yes, every plate. We are not paper plate prepared at all, because the Last Biscuit friendly, not so much. I have to tell the boys to order full orders to come back and get some more gravy if they want it, because it cannot fit in the plate.
You are not skimping, people. At the $7 is not some sort of skimpy thing. It's tremendous, the amount of food that you get. And it's like you're saying, Mark, she gets the pass on the savings. She doesn't have to charge sales tax. She doesn't have all the overhead. And you've been incredibly successful. I mean, you're going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you've been doing it for 2 years?
A year and a half.
Almost 2 years. Coming up on 2 years here.
New Year's Eve 2009, our first day.
Wow. And it was just popular. How quick out of the gate did it really start to take off for you?
First day. I made my rent the first day we were out.
How did you get the word out that quickly? I mean,
1,000 flyers, hand to hand.
That's one of the things that I think is so great about you, is you're an incredible promoter of what you're doing. Not only are you providing a great service, but if your service isn't, even if your service is great, if people don't know it's there, then you're done for.
Your doors will close.
And you've done some real kind of I wouldn't call it groundbreaking, it's all been done before, but what you're doing now, as far as working outside the system, is pretty groundbreaking. The promotional is very grassroots, I guess, is maybe the term I'm looking for, where you're getting out there, you're pressing the flesh with people, you're getting flyers into people's hands, and you're saying, hey, give us a try and see what you think.
Right. And absolutely the minimal price, too, because we print at the library for 5 cents a copy. We get our butts out there and we do it ourselves, you know. So it all comes back. All those little pennies that we save get to go right back to our people. So it's really a good full circle thing.
And with any restaurant, you've always got word of mouth being your most powerful advertising. So when somebody tries Savannah Last Biscuit and they, you know, they realize the value that they get, the amount of food that they get, the quality of the food.
Last Biscuit for life.
I love it. She's got her own catchphrase.
If you eat one time, you're a lifer. That's a wrap.
So what you put into this is something that so many people have. They have a kitchen at home. They have many people have the ability to cook. I'm not one of them. And, you know, this could be done by different people, but, you know, they don't know. I'm sure you've made some errors along the way and learned from it. Can other people do this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody can do it, you know. You just have to, it takes a lot of drive. I will tell you that right now. Especially if you're going to go 24 hours, you got to have it in the back to get going. You know what I mean?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you mentioned that Savannah's a college town, right? So you've got a bunch of young people there.
Scattered there, which is Savannah College Art and Design. It's one of the biggest art colleges in the nation, and they are probably about 60% of our business right now.
Yeah, and you'll stay up late.
It's good for us. Right now, when we go back, we're actually going to be advertising our day and lunch shift more often because we have advertised our night shift for an entire year, which is killing it. Which is doing really, really well, but there's no reason why our breakfast can't be as good as our 4 a.m., you
sure.
know what I mean? So we just haven't advertised it yet. You know, we just the time it's morning time, we're tired.
And you're so busy. It's amazing all of the things that you've taken on besides just running the Savannah Last Biscuit. I mean, you're here in New Hampshire, so you left your operation down in Savannah in hopefully some very capable hands. You've come up here, and you've brought Savannah Last Biscuit to Lancaster, New Hampshire at the 2010 Pork Fest.
We
the Porcupine
Freedom Fest. Support of the Free Staters. What they're doing is badass. No way around it. You know, I mean, we can't be here. But what they are doing, we support 100%. It is really, really a great thing for people to get together and say, this is what we want to be no matter who or what or anybody says anything.
Your partner was telling me that you guys have been preparing for a month just to come up here and do this one, you know, 4 day. Or how long have you been here? When did you get set up?
Tuesday.
Okay, so you came out pretty early then.
We were actually like 1:30 in the morning.
Now things start slow. The Porcupine Freedom Festival runs from Thursday through Sunday, but some people show up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Like you said, you showed up Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I guess things are a little slower in the beginning of the week. Was
not
it worth it for you to come up?
We've already made all of our guest money and paid our staff.
So it was worth it, well worth it.
Okay.
I mean, are you thinking maybe you should have come up Monday instead of Tuesday?
I'm tired already.
Yeah, right?
I'm good with Tuesday.
How many hours are you putting in every single day on this?
It takes, baby, every day.
Yeah, it's all day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many of them. There have to be so many of them. You know, somebody couldn't work
and
for
you're,
a day.
You're, just to clarify, you've brought the 24/7 operation here. Is it true that people can get
delivery.
Something
yes,
at
sir.
6 in the morning and have it delivered to their campsite?
Yes, sir.
1-800-259-9231. More coming up here with Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. Your calls as well about what you want. Also, all kinds of interesting folks are going to be joining us here throughout the evening as we bring you Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
We are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, Lancaster, New Hampshire. Beautiful location with the White Mountains, incredible vista here with the most amazing people in the world. They're just an incredible group of folks that has gathered together as part of the Free State Project, which is a simple concept. It is one to bring like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same physical location. Because fact is, where you are, if you're not in New Hampshire, you're probably pretty lonely. I had we had Adam from the Motorhome Diaries comment the other night. Or no, it wasn't Adam. It was one of these guys. A few guys from Wisconsin were all together at the local nightcap in Keene, New Hampshire the other night. And one of them commented that he'd never been around so many liberty-minded people who are from Wisconsin, even when he was in Wisconsin. So the four people from Wisconsin that were at our gathering outnumbered the amount of people that he'd been together with the whole time he'd been in Wisconsin, as far as the maximum. It was just one of those little comments that's just indicative.
Very telling.
Yeah, it's very telling toward what's going on here. People are moving. People have moved. Hundreds have moved already for the Free State Project. Thousands are pledged to move, with over 10,000 already signed up. We're working to get to 20,000, and then the official move starts. So all the hundreds that have already moved are early movers. And, of course, I encourage you to become an early mover. In fact, that's what Carla was doing earlier, when about 50% of the crowd of hundreds of people raised their hands to say it was their first time here. She said, well, stay! get up here! This is the place to be. These are the people to be with. And we're building the voluntary society. And Mama Ali, it's people like you that are going to help make this happen. You are out there, and you are busting hump, basically, to feed people in Savannah, Georgia, 24 hours a day, around the clock, 7 days a week, with Savannah Last Biscuit. Now, people can visit Savannah Last Biscuit, and Last Biscuit is one word, on Facebook. They can sign up, they can like you there, and you can follow her and see what she's been up to, which is an awful lot, because you're actually in the midst of writing a book, as I understand it, about what you've done, about how you created Savannah Last Biscuit. And can you tell me a little bit about what the purpose is?
Yeah, it's actually a lot more than that. It's completely inclusive with receipts for exactly what groceries you have to be for startup day. Like, it's the whole, we call it the Last Biscuit Bible.
So this is a manual. Bible.
Yes. This is how you can do it.
Gosh.
So it's literally, it's like your recipes too?
All of them. And so I've never written down a recipe.
You're giving away your secrets?
I've never written down a recipe either. That's one of the hardest parts too. Because now I actually have to go to the kitchen and measure.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So I'm like,
You're a real chef. I mean, you're normally just in there throwing stuff together.
We do light, medium, and heavy sprinkle.
Okay. So the way we talked about this has been just very off the cuff and everything, but this is radical. You are giving away essentially a franchise for whatever you're selling your book for, $25 or something like that.
No, I don't think she's. Are you selling? You're not selling it, right? Are you selling the book?
We will be.
You are selling it. Okay.
It's a book.
I was confused. Karen was saying before that he was giving his book away and then taking.
Right.
Donations.
So you're telling people how to set up a Savannah Last Biscuit franchise, essentially.
For the low franchise price of whatever the book costs.
Right. $25 or whatever. Right. Wow, that's incredible.
But I would really like, if we step into a town, there is a Last Biscuit there for obviously my family to be fed.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap. You know, there's no way I can take care of all the people I'm taking care of in Savannah and do it nationwide. Like, our nation really needs it.
Oh, clearly.
So this is how
you got to focus on. I think focusing in one place is the best thing that you can do.
Well, the underground community in Savannah is really coming alive with us stepping out like this, and mm-hmm. we're really building much more barter and things like that, where people will trade with you instead of need cash and things like that. And there was really nothing like that. And if I stay there, if I stand on it, they're coming around.
And what you're talking about so is very important. I mean, the underground community building,
huge.
The barter, and the fact that you can go to Savannah Last Biscuit and order a whole huge dinner that for somebody like me is probably going to last me 2 to 3 meals, you know, for $7. That's important, especially now. I mean, it was important 10 years ago, but it's as important now, if not more so, because a lot of people are having a tough time.
It should have always been important. The fact that America got away from that is just heartbreaking. You know, I mean, even here in New Hampshire, we went to the local grocery store. They're robbing people. They know they're the only grocery store in town. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous. I had to walk away. I mean, seriously.
You couldn't pay it.
Totally left my groceries in the cart, went to the manager and was like, are you kidding me? You realize you have an entire community that survives off of your grocery store, and you're robbing people. Robbing people. Like, there's the piece of ham that I order back home that is $13 out the door. After taxes and everything, $13. It was $97 at the local grocery store here. Yeah, thank you. I was like,
jeez.
Whoa.
Sounds like they could use some competition. Unfortunately, the government tends to get in the way of that sort of thing, which is one of the reasons why what you're doing is so powerful. You're stepping out of the legal world. You're not going and begging permission from some government bureaucrat to sell people food. I mean, one of the most basic necessities in life. These government bureaucrats believe that you should come to them on bended knee, kiss the ring, kiss the boot,
and then wait till they woke up on the right side of the bed. Hopefully they got some ass in the morning and they will approve your permit.
Yep.
Because it does not happen. I mean, I'm seriously, like, people will have all their things together and wait for 3 months in Savannah to get their permit to open. It's sickening.
Yeah, if they're lucky, right? 3 months.
Yeah, if they're lucky. And you know, and they use those permits for so much leverage. They mm-hmm. shut me down. I had a grill. I was working with a bar in City Market. I had a grill, but it was completely underneath them. And they had all their licenses for everything.
Yeah.
I paid them a percentage. That was a wrap. So they actually came in and told them that they would pull their liquor license for supporting us, made them remove our menus and everything, and shut us down 2 days before St. Patrick's Day. I know a lot of people don't understand St. Patrick's Day, but in Savannah, it is huge. It is the biggest holiday of the year. A lot of people live on that money for the entire summer or winter. You know what I mean? Like, St. Patrick's Day is huge. They cost me like $20,000. You know what I mean? That's exactly how much I would have made standing in front of my grill, and they shut me down right before that. It hurt, you know, but that's where they're at. You know what I mean? And they couldn't do anything because they were like, well, if you tell us where she's at, you know, just tell us where the last person's at, we won't do anything. And they're like, we don't know. Nobody knows. You know what I mean? So they couldn't really put them in that corner, but they tried.
One of the things that's really unique about you as compared to somebody else that's running an underground business is most people, you know, if they're selling drugs or a prostitution or something like that, you know, they're trying to keep it quiet. They've got their customer list, and they take care of their customers. You're out flyering the neighborhood. You're out spreading the word. You're encouraging customers to refer their friends.
I had real bills to pay, like, every month. You know,
well, if you were selling drugs, you could pay your bills, too. But
I mean, like, I have it had to be continual. You know what I mean? It couldn't be, well, I got this great shipment in from Whereverville, and now it's gone.
No, I see where you're. I see where you're coming from there, but right. it's also about just putting it out there publicly. You're essentially being very public about what's underground. I mean, your location is secret, mm-hmm. but the food isn't. It's no secret that Savannah Last Biscuit exists, and the police would like to do something to you about it. But the longer they've let you, the longer you've continued, the more popular you've become, and the more of a liability it'll be for the police if they decide to make some sort of aggressive move
the
against you.
The public and Savannah will smash them.
So to some extent, being public has helped protect you, would you say?
Now, yes. Yeah. Totally agree. Right now. In the beginning, it was a little bit edgy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
well, it takes
now,
courage.
The longer we've done it, it's... Absolutely.
And that's exactly what's happened here with the activism movement, where if what we see happen is like people will do civil disobedience and that kind of thing, and if they keep doing it, the cops will come in the very first week like they did with the 420 celebrations and crack down. So they'll crack down, they'll arrest some people to try to scare you away. But if you keep going and you push on through, then they just, like a paper tiger, they just, you know, wither away, and there's
right.
nothing really there.
It seemed like they kept trying to connect us to drug dealing a lot. They kept, I'm serious. Like, they busted a place, a shrimp place, across the way that was a little shrimp sales, whatever. Well, really, they were dealing drugs right out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they got busted, everybody related that to us, and I'm like... We are not slinging dub sacks out of the window. It is biscuits and gravy for real. You know what I mean? Like
this is what you love. I mean, you're doing this because you love to cook,
absolutely.
And this is what you're dedicated to.
They pulled
to.
My drivers over and like stuck their fingers all in my food and all kinds of stuff. They're trying to pin that with us. You know what I mean? So that they can have a reason. You know,
and then they can try to make you look like the bad guy in the news media and that kind of thing. As you said, the news media is already on your side. So, Mama Ali, we've got to move on. We've got a lot of interesting folks to talk to here tonight. And I think that we've given folks an update on what's happening. They can go to your Facebook profile. Would you say that's the best way to keep in touch
with
them?
That is the best way to get a hold of me. My email is also thelastbiscuit with underscores in between the words at yahoo.com.
So thelastbiscuit, underscores in the phrase, at yahoo.com.
Yep.
And the Facebook is that you just search for Savannah Last Biscuit. Last Biscuit being one word.
Uh-huh, that's exactly right, Ian.
Fantastic. People should definitely follow what you're doing, because I presume that once the book is ready, you'll announce that on your Facebook profile.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, you're giving literally giving away your secrets for the cost of the pages of the book. I mean, that's an incredible deal.
Our nation needs it.
It sure does, and I hope that a lot of people get that information and they get out there and they duplicate what you're doing, of course, with their own recipes as well. More coming up.
They're doing for specials every night. So you can put your own flavor on it.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Thank you, Mama Ali. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live from Porkfest.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with air? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, Lancaster, New Hampshire, Rogers Campground, which is just a great location, filled now. Not all the way, because more people are going to show up tomorrow and probably more the day after that for the Pork Fest, which is kicking off tonight. It has been a party all week, however, as people have been here as early as Sunday and Monday, just enjoying one another's company, socializing, meeting new faces and friends, and in many cases, friendships that will last a lifetime. I mean, these are people whose plan, some of them are already here, but a bunch of them are considering moving here. These are people whose plan it is to move to New Hampshire and put down their roots. So the people they meet today are going to be people they likely will know in another decade or two or three or however long down the line. It's a group of incredibly dedicated, liberty-loving people, and I'm honored to be around them. Mark, of course, here with me as always. Are you having a good time yet?
I love Pork Fest.
Now, when's Jack coming up in Laura?
Oh, Jack's here.
Oh, they're here. Okay, yeah, I haven't
Jack
seen him yet.
Jack and Laura are here.
So what do you got to share, Mark?
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? Try Lumathin Plus. It's a weight loss formula that, you don't have to worry about doing that gym membership that you weren't going to go to anyway. All you have to do is take these pills. You don't change your lifestyle in any way. And they're priced so that you can spend less than $1 a day. Go check it out at LumathinPlus.com. I've been taking them. I'm losing weight. LumathinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're actually going to keep talking about working outside of the system without permission. Here in a moment, we've got George Mandrick on with us tonight. You prefer to be called George or Mandrick?
Either works. Mandrick's just a nickname.
Well, Mandrick is with us here tonight. I like nicknames because they're more original than you could probably get more than one George here on the campground. So Mandrick is with us. He's here selling some food as well. And I want to talk about you and kind of compare you to Mama Allie and see how things are different between the two of your outside the system businesses. But first, Mark is in Georgia on the phone lines. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark, did you just hang up? It sounds like it.
No? Hello? Motivational office.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Why didn't you give Alex Jones a hard time last week? You should have given him a hard time. Well, take care of Sam, you know, good and well. There's nothing suspicious about it. Come on now.
I thought we were pretty nice with Alex Jones. I was very complimentary towards
him. You could have slammed him to the ground a lot harder than what you did.
What? Why would I want to slam someone to the ground? I'm not
about peace
and love.
Because he hates America. He's not America lovers like you folk.
What?
He hates America unlike you folk.
He hates America.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
See, I don't know that much about Alex Jones. I don't think he hates America. What does it mean to hate America?
He sympathizes with terrorists.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
9/11 was an inside job. He sympathizes with terrorists.
That's not sympathizing with terrorists. That means that he doesn't believe that the story that we've been given. That's not sympathizing.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. He says the terrorists didn't do it. He says the terrorists didn't do it.
Well, I don't know if he's right or not. I don't know who did. I can tell you that terrorists did 9/11. It might have been the government terrorists. It might have been the Al-Qaeda terrorists, which, of course, you could point out were created by
the government. Are you saying the United States government might have did it?
I'm not saying I know anything about who did it.
Are you too cowardly to give your opinion? What's wrong with you?
You are a great crank caller. I don't think you're for real.
I am for real. I don't want you all to be giving me no gibberish. I want you to tell me what you think happened.
What I think happened when? On 9/11?
Do you think it was terrorists or you think it was a bunch of honkies in Washington, D.C.?
Honestly, I don't know.
Why would you want my opinion on what happened on 9/11? This is
because I have nothing better to do with my time.
Thank you.
You would ask somebody who's completely uninformed on the subject what they think.
Well, you've got a microphone. You must be important. Hey, thanks for the call. Great call.
You.
I appreciate
it. Clever.
Yeah, very good. 800-259-9231. But the serious side of that is that there are people out there that believe that, well, you matter more because you've got a radio show. And if you had any idea the kind of people that are on the radio, you wouldn't think that anymore. I mean, these are just... You know, the average radio person is just like you. They're just somebody who went into that business, and that's the direction their life went. So just because they are really, getting paid a lot of money, or they have a bunch of radio affiliates, or they've got their own TV show, doesn't mean that they're any more capable than you are at thinking and understanding things and reasoning, etc. Mandrick is with us here. Mandrick, thank you for taking time out of what is inevitably a busy evening for you and your partners here as you cook up delicious foods for the Pork Fest attendees. Here we are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we just finished talking with Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit, who is your competitor, friendly competitor.
Absolutely.
Here. Have you had any of Mama Allie's food yet?
I have not, but my partner, he has been, my business partner has had it for breakfast the past 2 days.
Oh, okay. So that's a testimonial right there. And I imagine there's going to be some cross-pollination going on, because I had your food last night. I'll be going over there tonight, so hope you don't take that personally.
They've come over and had lunch at our place. So.
Excellent.
Gyro?
It's a gyro, right?
It's gyro, but you can just say gyro. That's fine.
Well, I've never. Is there a little roll of an R in there? Gyro.
Gyro. Yeah, there's a little roll.
Okay. All right. See, I don't know much about the. It's Greek.
I'm not the word Nazi, so it's a. You can say it however you like. Meat sandwich, whatever.
It was the best gyro I've ever had in my life. Best.
Are you insinuating that I am a word Nazi?
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying not.
That's good.
Yevil.
So you're here, you're providing delicious food. You've got your famous baklava here, available in two versions. Actually, three, if I'm not mistaken. Frozen, you're selling frozen baklava, you're selling fried baklava, and regular Mandrake George's famous baklava.
The frozen is just, I just have some in the freezer, and if you like it frozen, you can eat it that way.
I do like it frozen. You had sent us, when you launched your baklava business, you sent us a tray of it, and we split it up, and it was a lot for me to eat, so I put some of it in the freezer and took it down, and it was absolutely delicious that way. I took some rice pudding, added that to it, and that made it even more interesting.
That does sound interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to try that.
So the baklava made you famous, but you brought out gyros, you've got French fries, and you're providing even some alcoholic beverages as well, and it's a good time here.
I don't know what you're talking about. Alcoholic beverage?
Oh, maybe I was mistaken. I've heard rumors. I don't know if they're true. But you're here, and we're having a good time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But what your business is not a full, you know, it's not a full-on 24-hour a day, 7-day 7-day-a-week operation. It's kind of the other end of the spectrum from Mama Allie. She's putting a full-time amount of effort in. Is this a full-time job for you, the baklava thing?
Not at this present time. I just do it on the side. I do work full-time. I have a full-time job, and I also work part-time for my dad still at his restaurant.
How much? But we've talked to you before about this, and it's worthwhile for you, right? I mean, making this baklava, you're selling it online. eBay is one of the places where you sell this. Where else can people find Mandrake baklava?
Well, eBay was kind of where I started, just to try to get a reputation built up. Really, most people work through my website, mandrick.com now.
M-A-N-D-R-I-K, mandrick.com. People can go. They can order different size pans, and so you can get a whole bunch of it if you want to, and it is delicious.
Thank you. But it really just started, just like I said, I tried to build a reputation so people could see, oh, it's great, and you know, it's reliable shipping. You guys did get my very first shipment since.
Oh wow, thank you.
You inspired me to start the business just listening to the show.
So listening to discussions about agorism and working and doing what you love without asking the government bureaucrats' permission. That's what inspired you to do it.
That and as well as the fact that I can't come up to New Hampshire due to my family situation, but
yes.
I wanted to help from home. I want to do what I could from home. So. I like to donate some of the money that I raise towards you know, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
At cdevolution.org.
Absolutely. And especially towards a lot of the podcasts that I listen to and the shows that you guys are out. I mean, like, shows like School Sucks Project, he's just doing it for free, you know. Brett's not expecting anything for it. Shows like that and Liberty Conspiracy. So I try to support them financially. I think it's important.
And not everybody has to go and be Mama Allie. You can do outside the system stuff like this in your spare time and turn it into a profit, you know, a profit center, an income stream. I mean, this probably pays, it just certainly pays for itself and probably pays what? Some of your bills every month? I mean, how's it do?
Groceries, gas. I mean, it does a lot. It helps. I mean, I can save up money. If we need things, have some aside for whatever. I mean, it's very simple to get started. You just have to find something that you're good at doing and that you can sell online, and just go from there. Or even locally, if you want to try that. Because I do sell my baklava locally in some restaurants. But
oh, cool.
But yeah, just some of the families and you know, trying to get it out there more. And I think if it became a full time job, that would be probably the primary way I'd sell it.
Would you like that to happen down the line?
It is something I'd like. I mean, the business isn't even a year old yet, so I think that would be great. It would be a big change though right now.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's okay to ease into those things. You know, you get started small and make that successful and get bigger. I mean, we couldn't have started on 100 radio stations. We had to start with two.
Sure, absolutely. You know? It's just a lot of work right now, and it has its times where. Maybe not so busy, and then you're getting slammed, and you know, I still have to go to work every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've come here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you have been swamped as well. You arrived a little early, like Mama Allie did, and busy from the get-go.
Yeah, we came in here Sunday night, Monday morning, and we started setting up, and we weren't going to sell Monday night, but all these people showed up, and they were hungry, so we had to feed them.
And you have. And I stopped by late last night and saw you out on the one of the roads here in the campground. And I said, are you open late? And you said, we just closed down, but it will open back up for you. And when you did that, I came back to get the food. And you said that you had four more orders in the time
We were open for two more hours after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Ian.
Okay, well, hey, you might want to stay open later tonight, too, because it's just going to get more popular. There are far more people here today than there were yesterday.
And by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamily today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.